Hi guys, my name is Kayla Kears. I'm coming at you with a little bit of information about traveling to Chad. Just a little bit of background on it, some tips, some tricks, just some information that you really need to know because it is a really cool place to go, but at the same time, it can be a little dangerous, a little iffy. I can give you a little bit of background about what the Canadian government says about Chad. Some travel places to go, what you can see, things like that. So keep listening and I will really just pile in some information for you about, you know, Chad. Have you ever heard of the country named Chad? It's a country that sits right in the middle of Central Africa, surrounded by Libya and Cameroon, Sudan, Nigeria, all kind of in like a desert range of Africa. These places are beautiful to travel to for their wildlife, a lot of safaris and things like that. But a lot of political unrest and just a lot of civil unrest as well. So just a little background on Chad. Like I said, middle of Africa, a lot of civil unrest. It was actually taken over by the French in the early 1900s and through history, it has been released from the French to be its own country. With that, though, came a lot of power-hungry leaders, basically. And there was a lot of political warfare going on between Chad itself and actually Libya, on one of its bordering countries. So they have had a lot of wars, a lot of fight, a lot of casualties actually between Chad and Libya because of this civil unrest and their leadership there. This has actually carried on into present day and has really caused a lot of danger in Chad as it is now. There's still border closings between Chad and Libya at this time, and even landmines in between the borders just to keep everything very separate, very docile, very unrested. So now you know a little bit about the background of why Chad is such an unrest, unsafe place to go. But if you do need to go, there is actually a Canadian embassy in N'Djamena, which is the capital of Chad. So N'Djamena is really the only urban part of Chad that you could go to travel to. Anywhere outside that is definitely not as safe to go, because it is more rural, everything's not as governed. But that is where you are going to find the true beauty of Chad, is outside that main city, because that is where Zakamuwa National Park is, which is holds your safaris and you can see your elephants and your landscapes, your zebras, everything like that, which is outside the main city. Now, the Zakuma Park is actually the oldest national park in all of Africa, actually. Right now, you could probably go there and see some elephants, lions, buffaloes, rhinos, giraffes, all your typical safari animals, as well as some beautiful landscapes. It holds Lake Chad, which is one of the largest bodies of water in Africa as well. Lots of indigenous plants, boa trees, dates, palm trees, things like that. Just beautiful natural occurrences that do happen in Chad, which would make it a really interesting and beautiful destination to go to. So although there are these beautiful places to go to in Chad, there is a lot of civil unrest. Right now, Canada on their travel website has said that the risk level for traveling for Chad is non-essential. So avoid non-essential travel to Chad, and all bordering areas avoid all travel completely. This is again going back to their disputes with Libya and the fact that they have landmines right across their border. A lot of safety and security issues within Chad as well. Just general crime, you could say, such as robbery, pickpocketing, kidnapping. There's some burglary as well. And there's actually a lot of terrorism within Chad. This includes, you know, places you wouldn't think of, such as schools or government buildings, places of worship. So these areas are not excluded from the terrorism that happens in Chad. So although there's all these places that are experiencing danger and just true unrest within the country, there is such a beautiful naturalness about Chad because it does only have that one main city. Everything outside is beautiful, Sahara Desert or Zakouma National Park or Lake Chad with that bright teal blue water. These places truly are worth it if you are an experienced traveler. If you're not sure about the laws, if you're not sure about safe places and how to travel safely, I'm not sure I would recommend going to Chad for, you know, your first African adventure. Go somewhere a little more safe, a little more governed. But once you do get to that level where you're ready to go on that adventure, Chad will be a beautiful destination for you to travel to. So that's it for now. Just wanted to give you a little hint, a little taste of what Chad's like. The good and the bad and all around the idea of traveling to that country. Just want to thank you guys for listening. Really appreciate you listening. Just a little more appreciation too for my sources that I got all this great information from. The Government of Canada website that has a special travel section so you know where to go and what's happening in those places. Also, the World Travel Guide, great place to check out if you need some information on any country in the world. This great website called Lonely Planet really gives you some good background about beautiful places you can book, you can watch videos, you can search many destinations. And also got a little bit of information from Global News, so shout out to them as well for giving me a list of, you know, most dangerous countries. That's where I found Chad. So, thank you again for listening.